I think it's really important for people to understand that there is a homeless population in Carroll, and that also there's a lot of working poor in Carroll. And some of those programs that Roxy touched on, the heating, the electric, those are programs that are available to low-income residents in Carroll through new opportunities, but they're income-based. So we have that subset of the population that are working families, maybe even dual-income families, that just are underwater as far as their bills are concerned. Those are the families that we see a lot of.